Welcome, everybody. Just welcome. You guys are so welcome. I know we don't ever get any thank yous from any of you all. All you guys do is suck up our content, and we don't get any love. It's sad. It's really sad.
Hey, shout out to our French guy. We have a French guy. Or it might be
French
a chick.
Guy. We have French people.
We have French people.
We have
out
French
there in
people.
Chile. Listen to all our shows. Loves our fucking show. Can't hear from him, though. What's up, man? Hey, Frenchie.
Hey, drop Frenchie.
Drop us a dime, yo.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about us. We're not Nazis or anything.
So if you're sitting in Chile right now in France and you're listening to this show, we're talking about you, fool.
Hey, in Chile?
Chile.
I think that's in France? I thought Chile was in a completely different area. I thought that was a whole other country.
Well, there's Chile, like, on South America.
Or maybe he's just Chile. Maybe he's just Chile in France. Maybe it's cold out there.
For a pimp?
It's too cold out here.
Cold out here for a pimp.
Hey, France, do you guys have pimps out there? I feel like women just pimp themselves.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think.
I don't think
that's what I would think.
I don't think they got motherfuckers walking around. They just slap themselves and talking about, give me myself my money, bitch. And slap themselves. Oh, yeah. This is it. This is what you've got. Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is my buddy, Killa Puke. What's going on?
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dickhead soup. So, we have...
Great show!
No.
Horrible show!
You are on the worst show on the planet. Next to the Eric Andre show. Self-proclaimed other worst show on the planet. This is probably a lot worse. So, this is what we got for you today.
Which isn't much.
No.
It's not much.
No.
We haven't been putting too much effort into this lately. We work a lot. And then we play the stonks.
Stonks. We play the stonks. But today, I want to talk about, you know what? I don't have much to complain about. What do I have to complain about?
I got something to complain about.
Let's hear.
These fucking kids came in today. They were good kids, you know? Well, came into my restaurant. Our
too,
restaurant. We're supposed
good.
To say our. We're not supposed to be my. It's not. I don't have shit. It's not my restaurant. Our restaurant. So, good kids, you know? Fucking had them joking with them. Had them laughing. You know, showed them a good time. And they stiffed me, and they were driving a fucking Challenger too. They were like 16, 17, 18. You know what I mean? These little fucking rich brats. Listen,
they didn't tip you.
You're a kid out there, and you go out to eat, and your server does a good job. You fucking tip that motherfucker. Because if you don't,
you tip them regardless, unless you're never planning on going back to that restaurant again.
Yeah, come on back, you little motherfuckers.
watch what you'll be eating then.
Shit sandwich. Fucking wipe my balls, dunk my balls in your coffee.
Just, ow, ow.
Teabag them. Give them a little teabag.
That would burn. I would put it in a cold drink before I put it in a boiling hot drink.
Simmer my balls and they're
just,
fucking
just
boiling.
Let your balls steep in their liquid for a while. Talk about enjoy that. Maybe they don't understand the concept of tipping at the ripe young age of 16.
Listen, go to a restaurant, tip your fucking servers. If you don't go back.
Don't go back. And even look. I've talked about it before. I don't like tipping at the counter. I don't like throwing a tip in a tip jar bucket for someone just taking my order, turning around, and yelling at the cook, "Hey, California burrito!" And I throw money in the bucket. I don't like doing it, but I do it because...
You make a show of it?
Yeah.
You take out your wallet and you go like this. And shake it out. And then drop it slowly, like so everybody sees it.
No, I
wait. You don't just throw it in the bucket.
Yeah.
You take it out and then you slowly drop it into the bucket so everybody sees.
No, I make sure to bring a whole handful of change and I drop them in one at a time. Plink, 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 plink. And if they walk away, I'll wait for them to come back and plink, plink, plink. I want them to know that I'm putting their kids through
college,
vocational school,
through community college,
through. Oh, man. Now, I like to, I don't care. I'm going to tip them because sometimes they'll hook you up extra fat.
Right. That's why I do it.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, fuck yeah. And they'll fucking hook up the burrito with a couple extra fat kid French fries. And it's delicious. Plus, I just like to do it. And these chicks were yelling at me today, talking about, come on over here and eat. They seen my fat ass walking down the street, and they're like, hey, fat ass, you'll like it here, right?
We got a bunch of fat food for you, yeah, fat boy.
I went to this little Mexican market that was next door, and when I came out, they were all waving to me like, come on over to our shit. It's bomb. And I'm like, fuck, I'm fat, dude. I need to go on a fucking diet. Everywhere I go, they're like, oh, yeah, we know what you want. You want the big size meal, boy. You want it. Fucking bullshit.
Super size.
Hey, they were hot, though. So we're going back.
All right. Show me.
I'm on a breakfast burrito.
Diet.
Tour. Yeah, diet / tour. I'm going around to every little hole in the wall I can find and getting as many breakfast burritos as I can. All right, before you do anything, go to rltflpodcast.com, sign up, become a member. And it is my birthday Tuesday. So for all our listeners who want to help support our show and get my fat ass a breakfast burrito, you can do it at rltflpodcast.com. /donate. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter, even though we don't go on Twitter because we are philosophically against Twitter. But you can still go on there and find us if you wanted to. Maybe.
Man.
Maybe. Man. You'll never see us post anything. Maybe every once
Twitter
in a while.
Twitter sucks.
It does suck. It's hella boring.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just nonsense. Also, YouTube. .com. We just got to search the ROTFL podcast. Sign up and become a member. If you're signed up to listen to our podcast here, then obviously you have the technology to go to YouTube and sign up there and go to Facebook. And I feel you if you don't like Facebook. Who does?
Yeah, Facebook's horrible.
It's horrible. Sucks. It's all a
bunch of fucking Nazis.
It's all a bunch of totalitarian, tyrannical propaganda is what it is.
Fucking commies.
So, speaking of Facebook, they unfriended Australia just across the board. They said, Australia, block, click.
Even people? Everybody from Australia?
No, there's a bunch of news organizations that post on Facebook have gotten unfriended. And it's simply because a lot of people on Facebook were reposting Australian news. And Facebook was getting all the ad revenue. And they're like, nah, we need to get paid. This is our content. This is what we put our time and money into. And Facebook just said, oh, yeah, well,
block.
We need you less. You need us less than we need you. And blocked them. But
I do remember that lady that posted something on Facebook about COVID stuff. And then the cops just came to her house and arrested her.
Yeah, they ain't messing around out there. If you think the totalitarian cancel culture and the socialist big tech companies are helping
your friends.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're not. It's Australia's bad. If you think it's bad in America, and it is bad, and it's getting worse.
And it will get worse.
It's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. And hopefully, in order to get better, it doesn't take something drastic.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. That's what it always it has to happen. It has to get so bad that everybody gets fed up with the bullshit and then, you know, fights back.
Instead of just stands up instead of just avoiding it and taking history as a lesson and just taking steps to avoid it, they repeat the same mistakes we've always repeated as human beings and think we're going to... It's like a junkie. It's like, I'm not going to quit doing drugs. I'm just going to do drugs.
In a different way?
Yeah, in a different way. I'm going to figure... It's like... So I used to be...
And it never works.
No, I used to be strung on heroin for a long time. Me and the puke here.
Yeah.
Heroin, speed, alcohol. You name it. You name it. We were there. Right? So... Instead of getting clean, like anybody with a fucking brain cell in their
normal
head,
person can do.
Yeah. When you're in that state, you figure, oh, so we get strung out, we get arrested, we get clean, and we figure out, we hatch this big old scheme inside our brains thinking.
How to do it when we get out next time.
Yes.
That.
We spend years planning it out
planning
in prison.
It. Plotting. Oh,
this is where I made the mistake. If I just wouldn't have stayed in that parking lot so long, it was a rookie mistake. If I just would have got my drugs and left, or if I just wouldn't have got so wasted and blacked out, or any number of reasons to justify using drugs, we would get out, use drugs, end up back in prison in a new way that we didn't expect. We're like, oh, didn't see that coming. So
we had to plot on that one.
Anyways, fucking near 40 years later, we're like, maybe we should just
stop
doing drugs. Just take that out. Because
take that out of the equation.
If you didn't realize that life is hard enough already, and you think you're going to put drugs on top of that and still manage to be successful? Well, it's heartbreaking and it's sad and it's never going to work.
Doesn't work.
No. So same reason. We repeat history just like a drug addict keeps sticking a needle in his vein thinking he's going to figure it out this time. We repeat the same mistakes over and over again and we insist that this time it's going to be better. But it's not going to be better. The same shit's going to happen. History's going to fucking...
Repeat
mankind's
going to...
Yeah, history's going to repeat itself. And mankind is going to end up in a bunch of...
And that's why they're trying to erase history. All that cancel culture, that's why they're trying to erase history. So we don't see it coming, I guess.
Well, they don't want anyone having a valid argument for why this
for
is all a bad
on.
Idea.
Right. Like, look, it happened already here, here, and here.
No,
and it
you
didn't
can't
work out.
Say that. You, the fact that you're saying that makes you a racist, misogynist, transphobic puppy killer. So you can't say things like that.
I like puppies.
They taste delicious. Barbecued up, right? Anything tastes delicious.
Deep fried. I'm telling you right now, you could deep fry a fucking rat and it would taste good. Guaranteed. So Perseverance, we landed on Mars. And if you guys haven't seen Perseverance, this rover that they got out that just touched down, this thing's bad, dude. It has helicopters. It has little drones that like can come off of it and go into like caves and shit.
They put a Range Rover on Mars?
Dude, a sick one.
Those things are cool.
But you know what always trips me out?
Huh.
Because it'll have a rover, right? Like, parked on the hill. And, like, on the hill at Mars. And then it'll... There's a picture. All right. So there's a picture of the rover on the hill. But who in the fuck took that picture, dude? That's what I want to know.
The other rover.
What other rover?
Well,
it's probably on the other side of the...
There was a couple of them at one point.
at one point.
The spirit and the fucking steak. Viking. And what? Viking. I don't effing know. Look
well, at Perseverance, though, it's looking for life, and they're going to find some ancient. There's ancient stuff up. Ancient. Stuff up there.
There's Asians up on Mars. If you ever wondered where Asians came from, really?
Mars.
Because if you look at them, you're like, no. And so we know.
Mars.
Where do you think the fat noodles came from?
Mars.
Simple. Easy.
Same thing with the candy bars.
So NASA has dropped another rover on Mars. Looking for pond scum in the basins. And all I got to say is, Rover, you don't need to go very far. And NASA, you don't have to go very far to look for pond scum.
All kinds of pond scum.
We got pond scum right here. Speaking of pond scum, Gavin Newsom, our favorite. I don't know if you could even call that guy a life form.
Let's talk about hypocrisy right now. We like to call out hypocrisy here at ROTFL. Now, Gavin Newsom, we have enough signatures, but we are trying to get way over what we need.
We have 1.7 roundabouts million signatures. We only needed 1.5, but the goal is 1.8.
We're getting it. Regardless. We still have till March something, right?
They are authorizing every single signature now. Whereas in the presidential election, any signature flew. It didn't even matter.
Harumph, I say.
Harumph. <Harumph. cock. laughs>
Hey, I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
So they're checking all these things. But this is what it looks like. It looks like he is going up. He will be on the ballot and someone else will run against him. He is not going to serve another.
But dude, I'm telling you, they're just going to cheat, man. That's all they do. Well, anyways,
listen, with 1.8 million signatures, they don't even need to count all the ballots when they're voted for. They just need to count 20% of the ballots. And if of those 20%, a majority is not for Newsom, then he's out.
Good.
If they get past 1.8, that's why they're trying to get to 1.8 million signatures so bad. So,
but they're going to do
get them in, get them out.
But they're going to do signature verification, which they're going to throw a bunch out.
Well, like, they already have 1.2 verified.
Oh, signatures. Really?
They're getting it. They're not. They have 10% of Democrats. In California, who want that mother effer gone. And that's a big number for one of their own candidates.
Yeah. Well, this dude, he's such a... If anybody done the stuff that he's done, we'd be sitting... If me and you did some of those things, like his mansion, you know, even the IRS says that's red flags, dude, for tax fraud.
They got those TikTok... content providers, the people who have those TikTok channels up in Malibu, they have that mansion. They threw a party. They threw a big old party during the COVID restrictions, and six of them have already went to court and pleaded not guilty on these laws that don't even fucking exist, right? There were laws that we never voted in. There were executive measures Governor Newsom put into place.
Right.
However, Governor Newsom went to the French Laundry with all his friends and had a big old, you know, indoor dining fucking extravaganza.
And not just that, but, we already talked about this before, but the price ticket on that bill was like how many times the amount of...
Just the bar bill was $15,000, I think. Something bonkers.
Right.
Something bonkers.
It was $300 a plate.
Oh, it was $1,200 each for just the bar bill, and that's our whole stimulus. And that's $1,200 each divided by 25 fucking people or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the numbers. You guys will have to go back.
Go back to the old show.
You guys can call us on it if you want to. I don't care. we're not here, you know, because we're always accurate, but we try to be. So, Governor Newsom, I want to talk about this. So, two states had two very different COVID tactics, okay? One was Florida and one was California. Newsom ordered the strictest of lockdowns. Lockdowns we are currently
still fighting today.
Still yeah. fighting. Businesses are still fighting to reopen. And Florida trusted common sense. And now the data shows that they have nearly identical case rates, hospitalizations, and death. And in fact, Florida is... It's 8.8 for California, and it's
yeah. We have almost the same amount of people
for Florida. So Florida is actually a little bit less,
now,
a tiny bit less, but it is basically the exact same with two different tactics. And excuse me, I guess it had to be done. We needed the comparison.
Well, not just but now. What, that was like last week they were talking about not letting people, because the way people are doing things in Florida, how they're not closing everything down and how, you know, what they're doing, you know, they're not following like the strict COVID rules or whatever. Now, they were talking about banning travel in and out of Florida. So if you lived in Florida, you're not allowed to travel out and you're not allowed to not allowed to travel in. They were talking that over a couple weeks ago.
So California Governor Gavin Newsom issued very strict orders during the coronavirus pandemic, with bars and indoor dining shuttered and most residents under lockdown. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued very few closures and is he has been very critical of states like California with harsh restrictions. And let me remind everyone the flack he got for this.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was freaking out.
You're going to murder everybody.
So not only did it not matter about the lockdowns, well, because anyone with the brain in their head can see the lockdowns didn't make any sense. Because not only did we have all these dumbass colored tiers the CDC came out with that everyone abides by across the 50 states, but now stupid Newsom had to, old poopsome Newsom had to come out and create his own tiers, color-coded tiers, on top of other color-coded tiers. And the only reason he did it is to make it look like he was doing something and he knew what he was talking about, saying words like throughput and I swear to you, if I ever hear the words flatten the curve, if I ever hear the sentence flatten the curve one more time, I will poop in my hand and fling it at the nearest passerby. So, adjusting for the population, Florida has 5,043 COVID-19 cases and 91 deaths per 100,000 residents, while California has 4,595 cases and 51 deaths per 100,000, showing in a similar curve. Historically, Florida was reporting about 44 hospitalizations per 100,000, while California has 22 per 100,000, with both states seeing a spike in mid-January and now a decline.
Right.
Scientifically, they had no reason to do what they did. And the only reason he banned dining and the things he did ban in small businesses were because these places weren't putting money in his pocket.
Exactly. Yep.
So another bunch of people who aren't following any type of science, even though it was all about, let's follow the science, everybody. You gotta follow the science. These are the same people that say boys are girls and girls are boys, by the way.
Let's follow that science.
Yeah. I can
you can't choose your child's gender.
I can take any four-year-old and go, hey, is that a boy or a girl? And they'll tell you what it is. It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you can identify with whatever you want to identify with. That's perfectly fine. I don't care. I have such little interest for my own life that I do not care what you do with your life. Okay? So the CDC says schools can reopen safely. Okay, new CDC guidelines recommending students return to in-person instruction. Experts say that while there is uncertainty about how children in a classroom environment could impact the community spread of disease, new data finds the actual risk to be low. And even Dr. Fauci's little whiny, stupid little face, little Dobby, Harry Potter Dobby house elf of a man wants to come out. And dude, Fauci is more slippery than the greased up baby on a water slide. I don't like that guy. I don't like him. Every time he gets this little whiny little face and he's like, look at, we gotta follow the sign. Everyone was like, we gotta listen to Fauci. Now Fauci's saying, put him back in schools, man. And the whole teachers union, of course, especially in LA County, is like, we ain't going back to school. We're scared to death. Nah, mother effer.
You just don't want to work.
No, you didn't like teaching those kids in the first place, and now you're getting paid not to, and now why you want to go back?
Right. Well, along with this vaccine.
Send the kids back to school, man.
Please.
Please. I'm sick of looking at them.
Well, not just that, but, dude, they already show, follow the science, that kids aren't affected, hardly, barely, very little.
They're saying kids can't even transmit the damn thing.
Yeah, you know, unless the kid's already sickly and fucked up, then, you know, you have no chance of getting sick from it.
Well, you know what to do with sickly kids. Just do how the Spartans used to do. They used to just boot them off a cliff. don't do that. Well, we love all children.
I'm pro-choice.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm not just so pro-choice. I'm overly pro-choice. I'm pro-choice all the way up to like 74 months.
Look it. All a kid is sperm someone decided to keep as a pet. That's all it is. That's all it is. So you guys are sick, man. If you have kids, all you guys did was keep sperm as a pet. It's disgusting. You should have got some sea monkeys. They're a lot cheaper, and they don't live as long.
Well, I can't remember if I talked about this already, but with this vaccine, so this lady hadn't seen her mom in a year. I didn't talk about this, right?
Who knows?
All right, well, if I did, I'm talking about it again. This lady hadn't seen her mom in a year, missed her birthday, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I want to see my mom. Her mom finally gets the vaccine. So she gets a hold of her doctor. And she's like, look, my mom just finally got the vaccine. I want to see her. And the doctor tells her, well, you are still a clear and present danger.
Ooh.
And if you go see your mom, she can still get sick because there's already new forms of the virus floating around the United States.
So what's the point? What's the point of getting a vaccine?
Not just that, but okay, so if you look at it, now you get the vaccine. Do you still have to wear a mask? Yes. Do you still have social distance? Yes. Yep. So what's the point?
What's the point in any of it?
Not just that, but okay, so this virus only kills 99.86 or something like
that. It doesn't kill that many people.
I mean, you survive. That Okay,
the survival,
the change,
is 99.8 yeah,
so the
something percent.
So the change on that is what the death rate is.
Yeah, if the death rate was that high, we wouldn't be recommending this. We'd be hiding in our house.
Yeah. So this virus isn't helping.
It's not going to end either. Anything. This thing is going to come back every season,
every year.
It's seasonal. It's now become a part of life, and we're going to become immune to it, and that's it.
That doctor said the only thing that's going to stop this is herd immunity. So once everybody finally fucking gets this shit and it burns through.
And that's what it's done. This is why we are seeing the fall.
Right.
And the decline is because probably 80% of the population has already had this. Most of them were asymptomatic, didn't even know they had it. And a lot of people, unfortunately and sadly, have passed away. But so, it's not going away. So at one point, are we just going to say, you know what, we're done? We're just done, and that's what it is. The CDC, or the doctors, actually came out and said, I don't know if I said this last week, but the doctors came out and said, oh, the reason why the spike went down, the reason why the thing is declining, it's because people are finally getting this social distancing and mask wearing under control. Really? They
finally learned how to put on a mask and stay 6 feet apart.
It took us a year to figure that out. Yeah, those masks are complicated. I was only ever able to get one over my left ear, but trying to get it over the right ear while the left ear was still hooked, that's what threw me for a loop.
So I think it's plain to see that, okay, so now I'm not an anti-vaxxer, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. I don't care. I'm not taking this fucking vaccine because I'm just not. I'm not going to take something that I have no risk to whatsoever. I'm young and I'm healthy.
And you even if you do take it, you can still transmit it. So what's the point?
Now, a lot of people are on board with taking this vaccine, so much so that gotta love Florida.
Florida.
We love you, Florida.
Killing it.
Two Floridans attempt to get second dose of COVID-19 vaccine by dressing as elderly women.
33 and a 40-year-old, right? These people dressed as old ladies.
Dressed up as grannies.
This is sad. Okay, look, I like your guys' innovation here.
I
like your industriousness and thinking outside the box to get this done. But you just took the vaccine away from people who actually need the vaccine.
Actually need it, yeah. You're young and you're healthy. You don't need the motherfucker.
Well, they were complaining that this was their second dose and they couldn't get it. But the people were confused on how they got the first dose. So clearly, they told on themselves, basically.
That's how they got the first dose. They dressed up
as elderly people the first time to get the first dose. We already got the first dose. They're like, you shouldn't have got the first dose. It's for only
fucking
for
27.
Old people. And they're like, oh, yeah. Well, maybe we didn't get the first dose. So, yeah, people are going above and beyond. My grandpa did the same thing. But he is already old. He's 80 plus.
He just said he was 90 plus?
No, they just threw him in a wheelchair and like hobbled him up there and they gave it to him. But he didn't like need a wheelchair or anything. But he was already old, so I don't know. All right. So let's get on to some weird news. Cause all we ever talk about is drama and upsettingness. We wanna talk upsettingness. Look it.
Let's lighten it up.
We used to just talk about on this podcast weird news. And we used to have fans and we blew away our whole fan base by talking about the shit we do talk about. So let's get back to some roots. A woman marries a train station she loved for 36 years and has sex with, I quote, sex with mentally. All right. Yeah.
How do you have mental sex?
You didn't not hear that right.
How do you have mental sex?
I'm having mental sex right now. I've had it 3 times since we started this show. What are you talking about? All right. So a woman, she married a train station she spent 36 years in love with. Her name is Carol Santa Fe.
That's his name in the train station?
Oh, God. Is it the Santa Fe train station? She took its last name.
She took the last name of the train station?
Oh, my God. You're probably right. 45 years old. Claims she has been in love with the train station in California since she was 9 years old. All I want to know is, what did that train station do to you, Carol?
Shit, railed her.
What did that train station do to you? Come on. What did it do? The volunteer support worker from San Diego takes a 45-minute bus ride to the station every day. Although the marriage is not legally binding, then is it a marriage then? If it's not legally binding, then it's nothing. It's just some crazy person saying she married a... What, they like found some homeless lady? Are you sure she was a volunteer at the soup kitchen and not one of the patrons of the soup kitchen? Anyhow, she has sex with the building mentally and identifies herself. Here we go. She identifies herself.
As a train?
As an objectum sexual.
What is that?
This is some new fame dangled shit that I ain't never heard of. Sexually attracted to inanimate objects. Okay. I guess there's people who marry those sex dolls.
Yeah, the pillows. Plushies.
Are those objectums? We've talked about these guys.
We did.
I'm not against marrying a sex doll. Matter of fact, it seems like the perfect tit-for-tat relationship. However, a train station though, dude? Come on.
Ridiculous.
People do things now, and I bet she has so much support for this. Instead of people just going, oh,
like,
wow.
Bitch, you're crazy. You're not supposed to do that. They're probably cheering her on like, oh, you go, girl. You marry that train station.
You object to sexual. This is just one
so
more.
So proud of you. You're so courageous.
You're courageous for grinding up on that brick and mortar station. Listen.
What if she gets like at the corner and just starts fucking back and then ass up
right in the rail?
Sliding all over the rail.
The janitor's got to chase her off twice a week. Get out of here. I'm always cleaning up after your mess.
Mopping up after her.
Oh, dude. Nasty, bro. Nasty. All right. So. Okay. Another woman who's clearly being cheered on is making six figures a month acting as a dog on OnlyFans. A 20-year-old woman who quit her job to live like a dog full-time now pulls in over six figures a month. Jenna Phillips from Austin, Texas, says that she always felt like a dog growing up, but not in a sexual way.
How do you feel like a dog in a sexual way?
What? I didn't even read that, dude. I feel like a dog.
But I don't do a doggy style.
But don't think weird of me. It's not in a sexual way. What? No one ever asked that. No one ever even thought. Oh, you think you're a dog? But let me, hold on. Jenna. I got to ask you. Is it in a sexual way? Come on. It's like, wait, what? Dude, this is prime shit for our cartoon. Listen, she used to pretend to be a puppy, rolling around.
All kids pretend to be fucking puppies, man.
Fetching balls. And loving getting praise like a good girl. Shouldn't people be upset about this?
I don't know. Looking at her, man, I'd make her a good girl.
Oh. She's not into that sexually. So she started an OnlyFans account where she goes around, she acts like a dog. Man, I don't know. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But if I was making six figures a month, I'd be acting like a dog too. Sexually or otherwise. Straight up.
Who cares? What about that Christian? Dude, that Christian OnlyFans girl, she's bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of OnlyFans, but she says, you know, having OnlyFans and
who?
Taking my clothes off in front of
who?
The Christian OnlyFans girl.
What's her name, man?
I don't know. We just got done talking about her.
Her name is,
man,
Lindsay Capuano.
Yeah.
She is 22, and all I got to say is...
Goddamn.
Hot damn. If I wasn't religious...
I'd find God for her.
This lady could bring me to Jesus and anoint me any day of the week. Dude,
but
she
hey,
is...
At the same time, I'm not going to fucking pay money just to see you get naked. I'm just not. I could do that on Messenger for free.
Dude, she's making $200K a month, dude. And she's like, okay, she's a Christian. She prays every night and a devout Christian. And she pretty much, you know.
Says it doesn't, her only fear, or her only fear, her only fans doesn't, you know, conflict with her religious values.
I would disagree. I would disagree with standard Orthodox Christian ideology, and doing this kind of doesn't go hand in hand.
She is making $200K a what?
A month, dude.
Nice. I love you.
See, this is why I wish I was a chick sometimes, even though I would be one ugly ass bitch.
Big old ugly bitch.
Big old butch ass fucking lesbian, bro.
That's... You can get a hot girl that fucking does it for you.
Yeah. Jeez.
You can set her up on an OnlyFans, your hot girlfriend.
Dude, this chick, Lindsay, is... Dude, her waist is so skinny and her butt is so big. It's
she's
not
bad.
Even right. Dude, she is bad to the bone.
Yeah.
And she's making $200K a month. She's got to figure out. God bless her. Jesus bless her. All anything.
Everybody bless her.
Everyone bless her. But
and if you're out there and you're listening to our podcast, I love you.
I love you.
I already told my mom about you.
Yeah, we're getting married. All right. So this chick is not bad to the bone.
Actually, she's not too bad if she would just, you know,
take care of herself.
Yeah, so just clean it up a little.
This lady, Eldina Jagenjak, from Copenhagen, Denmark, has been stared at, insulted, and shouted at in the street for her unibrow and her mustache that men tell her she should shave off. Okay, the men she's claiming are yelling this at her are kids. Okay, they're teenage boys. Like, damn, bitch, shave that shit off your face.
Throwing rocks at her.
Dude, you got to look up this broad. Her name is Eldina Jagenjak, okay, from Copenhagen, Denmark. She is not bad looking.
She's not. She's actually kind of cute. Like, you know, I'd hit it for sure if
dude,
you just plucked them eyebrows.
She's cute, but I'm telling you, she stopped shaving her mustache, yeah, she has to shave, and her unibrow, and it is brutal.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
For sure. Nobody needs a unibrow. I pluck my fucking unibrow. Nobody needs a unibrow.
No one needs it.
Nobody needs it.
Cro-Magnon man didn't even need the unibrow. He would have shaved.
I'm pretty sure they fucking plucked it too.
Yeah. Listen. If you want to go all natural, that's fine. You can do whatever your little heart desires, but don't expect
people to
find you attractive and just to be cool with it.
Right.
It's not happen. And they're like, oh, well, wah, it's because we have all these ideals, all these social constructs for women that are just not real. Nah, bro. Most women ain't walking around with a mustache and a unibrow. And if you want to do it, that's cool.
That's fine.
But
don't
you're
expect
not,
you're, nobody to talk shit.
Yeah, your booty calls are going to drastically decline, just like the coronavirus has drastically declined.
Which that, we called, by the way.
This...
Heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks. Shave your unibrow.
No, I was talking about the coronavirus.
Look it. I shave anything that is unsightly. I'm sorry. I do. I'm getting older, and I'm starting to get this little poof of hairs right here, like on my shoulder.
Dude, I get hairs that are like this long growing out of my earlobes now.
That's disgusting.
My earlobes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right. We got time for one more deal.
Fat lady.
All right. Let's do that one. All right.
So the health minister, she's in charge of health.
Where? Of Belgium.
In Belgium. She's obese.
Her name is Health Minister Maggie D. Block.
Now, I'm just saying, if you're going to be a if you're going to be a health, you know, manager.
Minister.
A country, a minister.
Not just a manager.
Minister.
A manager is bad enough. It's like me walking into Crunch Fitness and seeing the fattest dude ever trying to sell me a membership at his gym. It's like, bro, do you use your own products? How can you vouch for this?
Well, look, she's supposed to be in charge of health in this whole country, and she is not the picture of health whatsoever. She belongs on that show, My 600-Pound Life.
She is chunky. And look, she's probably a
And there's nothing wrong with that.
She's probably a great person. She looks jovial. Funny.
Yeah, she looks happy.
She looks happy. But you shouldn't be in charge of tackling the country's obesity problems.
It says here she weighs 20 stones.
20 stones, whatever that means. whatever that means.
Their weight system in Belgium is
medieval, dude. What? Hey, that lady's at least 20 stones. That's like saying, oh, that horse is 18 hands high. Like, come on, man.
That's how they still...
Yeah, I understand it. But we have rulers, man. We have tape measures now. We have... Everyone just needs to agree on a system. And stones is not it.
No, not one bit.
When did any two stones ever weigh the exact same to where that was ever an accurate representation? Hey.
Looking at her, dude, she definitely weighs 20 stones, bro.
20 stones of what, though, dude? 20 stones big of ass granite, fucking stones. 20 stones of pumice. Yeah, granite, most pumice. Definitely. Marble. Hummus.
Hummus.
Look, man, that's all we got for you guys today. It is my birthday. Go to www.rotflpodcast.com/donate and help support our show. We really appreciate all you guys. And, you know...
Did you just burp?
I have not, but I can.
Dude, no.
But not sexually. Not in a sexual way. I can do it.
You sure you didn't burp? It stinks.
My bad. Listen, everybody. Sign up, become a member, rotflpodcast.com. Find us on the YouTubes, on the Facebooks, and follow us. And if you guys have any recommendations for the directions you'd like this podcast to go, anywhere from aliens, conspiracy theories, politics. If you guys just want us to keep it dumb and talk about dumb shit like we normally do, then let us know.
I got a lot of conspiracy stuff I can go off of, dude.
I don't even know if we want to open that can of worms. Dear God. So,
and aliens?
Hey.
That's my jam.
Whatever you guys are interested in, let us know. We also are working towards doing some Facebook Live stuff. So when we go live, you'll get our notifications if you're following our page on ROTFL Podcast on the Facebooks. So that's it. That's all we got for you.